Morning.
You know something about Jesus? Comes into our lives and turns our lives upside down. So you've all come to worship this morning, expecting us to pray now and for me to make some announcements, and we're turning things upside down. We're going to start with the confirmation itself, and then we will do what you all have says to go next. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I invite the mentors to come up to the front of the church now, and I invite you to turn to page 33 in the hymnal.
I present Samuel Robert Drescher for confirmation.
I present Isabella Rosa Maria Engi for confirmation.
I present Evelyn Grace Kerner for confirmation.
I present Ellis James Kerner for confirmation.
I present Alyssa Margaret Wenzel for confirmation.
I present Matthew Stephen Wenzel for confirmation.
I present Brody York Wolf for confirmation.
And at this time, I would invite parents, sponsors, witnesses, godparents, anyone who would like to stand with our confirmands. I invite you to come forward now.
Christ is our peace. He made both Jews and Gentiles into one group.
With his body, he broke down the barrier of hatred that divided us.
He canceled the detailed rules of the law so that he could create one new person out of the two groups, making peace.
He reconciled them both as one body to God by the cross, which ended hostility to God.
When he came, he announced the good news of peace to you who were far away from God and to who were near. We both have access to God through Christ by the one Spirit.
So now we are no longer strangers and aliens. Rather, we are fellow citizens with God's people, and we belong to God's household.
As God's household, you are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. The whole building is joined together in him, and it grows up into a temple that is dedicated to the God.
Christ is the building, the place where God lives through the Spirit.
Okay, I'm going to invite the parents and those of you who came up last, just kind of step to the side so that I can... The mentors are behind me, so, okay, I'd like you all to turn this way, please. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world?
I will.
To the parents, sponsors, and mentors, will you stand with these candidates, support and encourage them in their Christian life? If so, say, we will.
We will.
And to the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care?
We
will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons
with a community of love and forgiveness
that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Let us join now on your in your bulletin. There's the affirmation of faith that we're going to use today. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the Hebrew and Christian scripture. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God the Creator, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, the source of all goodness and beauty, all truth and love, whose mercy is over all God's works, whose will is ever directed to God's children's good. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from death, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ died for our sin according to the Scriptures. He was buried, He was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses.
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
God is ever with us for guidance, for comfort, and for strength. We believe in the forgiveness of sin, in the life of prayer, and in grace equal to every need. We believe in the Word of God, contained in the Hebrew and Christian scriptures, as the sufficient rule of faith and practice. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus risen and risen. We believe in the reign of God as the divine will realized in human society and in the family of God, where we are all brothers and sisters in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Be to God. Now, could you all just kind of, you know how Noah parted the waters? Thank you.
I'm just asked the question.
Moses parted the waters. Okay. I pour this water as a reminder of the water in which we were baptized. All of the young people here have been baptized, and they're going to connect with the water this morning as a way to remember their baptism as they are confirmed. Sam? and Sam's family and those who stand with him. I'm going to put your hand on him. Samuel Robert, remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. Yeah, you can sit down now. Okay. And you can, John. Yeah. You give it to Sam. Ellis. Ellis James, remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit work within you that being born through water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Evelyn. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Evelyn Grace. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you will be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. I went out of order, didn't I? Yeah. Isabella, Rosa, Maria, remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit worked within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. You remember it, don't you? Alyssa Margaret, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew Stephen, remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit work within you. That having been born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Brody York, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Unpart the sea. As members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? I ask you to turn around now. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love, with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who calls us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Would you turn to, in the black hymnal, number 2165, It Is the Cry of My Heart. Please stand. It is the cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart to be close to you. It is the cry of my heart to follow all of the days of my life. Teach me your holy ways, O Lord, so I can walk in your truth. Teach me your holy ways, O Lord, and make me wholly devoted to you. It's the cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart to be close to you. It is the cry of my heart to follow all of the days of my life. That you do. Teach me more and more and make me wholly devoted to you. It is the cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart close to you. It is the cry of my heart all of the days of my life. You may be seated.
Even in the midst of our questions,
we will praise the Lord.
Even with the fears of what might be,
God's mighty mercy.
We will come with faith that is growing in spite of this.
Praise God with song and dance.
Let us offer worship and praise to the living God, the risen Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Let everything that breathes praise God. Praise God. And we turn in the black hymnal to 2223. They'll know we are Christians. Mm-hmm. Stand as you're able. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christian by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard human dignity and save human pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father from whom all things come. And all praise to Christ Jesus, God's only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Life-giving,
life-confirming God, we come this morning remembering the joy of Easter, knowing that challenges will try to rob us from your joy. On this day, fill us with the hope of new life that resurrection brings. Help us open our hearts to the never-ending, unconditional love of this Easter season. In Jesus Christ, we see your love and power and claim it as our own. Be with us now
in our time of worship.
As we deepen our commitment to Christ and remain with us each and every day as we walk the paths
of life and faith.
Amen. You may be seated. I invite young ones to come up to the front. Good morning. Anyone else want to come up? How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You like the summer weather outside? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So this is a special day, don't you think?
Yeah.
I hope that someday each one of you will make the same decision that these seven did this morning. Okay, have you been baptized?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do you remember it?
No.
No. Do you think the kids, what we just confirmed, if they were baptized as babies, they remember it? You don't think they do? How could you remember it? If your parents talked about it some, maybe? You would remember that you were baptized then. And what would happen is, so your parents are going to say this, okay? We wanted you to know that God loves you. And we want you to know it so much that we're going to have you baptized. And when you're baptized, that means you have a very special relationship with God. Okay? And we want you baptized with the people who are here because these folks are going to be around Sunday after Sunday. Okay? We want them to help us to have you grow up knowing Jesus. Is there anyone in the church who does that for you? Does anyone talk to you about Jesus? Me? Am I the only one?
No.
Oh, good. That would be a lot for me to carry. Who else talks to you about Jesus?
My Sunday school teachers.
Your Sunday school teachers do? Okay. The Bible does? Okay.
My mom.
Your mom? Okay. Grandparents ever talk to you about Jesus? Sometimes, yeah. Okay. So if like that woman right back there would say to you someday, I want to tell you a story about Jesus, would you sit down and listen to it? Would you? Okay. And what about that guy right back there? If he came up to you one day and said, I want to tell you a story about Jesus, would you listen to it? You would? Okay. Would you like these people to do that? Would you appreciate it if they did it? Okay. So what we're doing right now is we're inviting the whole congregation to sometime when they see you, they ask you to sit down and they'll tell you a story about Jesus. Because your parents, your Sunday school teachers, and your pastor aren't enough to tell you all about it. You're going to need some help with that. Okay? So, would anyone here, not right now, would anyone here come up to our children sometime and say, I want to tell you a story about Jesus? Anyone? Okay, we got some people doing it. All right. Okay? And now I think we should ask the people who were just confirmed. Would you ever sit down with these young people and say, I want to tell you a story about Jesus? You would? Where'd my other two go? Oh, there's your brother. Okay. Oh, right here. Okay. Okay, would you do it? Okay. Because we need some help with summer camp this year. Just putting it out there. Okay. I thought I didn't bring it with me today. Okay. That's how the stories about Jesus have passed from year to year, from generation to generation, from century to century, and from millennium to millennium. Is that there's people who would say, sit down and say, I want to tell you a story about Jesus. I want to tell you because it made a difference in my life. And we want you all to someday make a decision like these seven here this morning did, and like all the other people here did. We want you to say, I do believe that God was in Jesus, and I do believe that I can have eternal life because God loves me. Okay? Will you pray with me? Mm-hmm. Gracious God.
Gracious God.
You are amazing.
You are amazing.
With the love that you have for us.
With the love that you have for
us. The love you show us.
The love you show us.
And the love that we, your love that we can share.
And your love that we can share.
Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you for blessing us.
And bless our new members.
And bless our new members.
Amen.
Would you please turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 35 and 37 to 39. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation would be able to separate us from the love of God and Jesus Christ our Lord.
Make my life an alleluia, a song of praise. This can be for your whole life.
So reading from John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you. Then he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven. Thomas, the one called Didymus, one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, We've seen the Lord. But he replied, Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hand into his side, I won't believe.
After 8 days, his disciples were again in a house, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here. Look in my hands. Put your hand into my side. No more disbelief. Believe. Thomas responded to Jesus, My Lord and my God. Jesus replied, Do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who don't see and yet believe. Then Jesus did many other miraculous signs in his disciples' presence, signs that aren't recorded in this scroll. But these things are written so that you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, God's Son, and that believing, you will have life in his name.
Sam, could you come up here for a minute? Could you come over here for a minute? Can you all fit in there? Yeah. You too. You know that test we talked about? It's now. You remember hearing other people say, Boy, before we got confirmed, although you're already confirmed, before we got confirmed, we had to answer questions, and we didn't know what the questions were going to be, and we had to know the answers. So how are you feeling now? Okay, because we've already been confirmed. Yeah, okay. Well, actually, I'm going to tell a little story. The kids had a test already, and I want to just make some corrections. You had some things that almost all of you got wrong, and I just want to make sure we get those right from now on. Okay? First of all, there were 12 disciples, not 10. Okay? Second, there were 10 commandments, not 12. And I tried to trick you with the Noah thing earlier, and it's Noah that had the ark, not Moses. And it was Moses who parted the water, not Noah. Okay? But the biggest one, kids. The recommended grace before meals is not rub-a-dub-dub, thanks God, thanks for the grub, yay God. I don't know about them, but I really enjoyed this class in confirmation. This is a great group of kids, and parents, anyone who can claim a part in their upbringing, you've done a wonderful job. And I even say that when parents get super frustrated and want to put one up for adoption, I get the feeling. And you know why God gives you to us as children, as little babies, I mean? Because when you're babies, you're totally helpless. And because you need us, we get attached to you. Okay? And year after year, our attachment grows. And so by the time you're 13, 14, 15, 16, the attachment is there. We can't give you away. Okay? That's why we sometimes put up with. Now, and honestly, I did not see any of the stuff that parents see. But people used to say that my children were really nice and polite also, and I knew better sometimes. This has been a wonderful group to work with, and I thank parents for trusting the church and trusting us to help you bring them up. What is it that can separate you from God? Nothing. Think of the worst thing that you can possibly think of. Now, your parents may be upset with you, but your parents are not going to stop loving you, regardless of what you do. And that's how we learn what God's love is like. And that's what Paul was saying right here. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God that we know in Jesus Christ. I imagine that someone might have said to Paul, yeah, but what about the Romans? Paul says nothing, not powers. What about boyfriends or girlfriends? Nothing can separate you from God. What if I get pregnant or get a girl pregnant? That doesn't separate you from love. And that's not the worst thing that you can do, let me tell you. I used to think it was when I had a teenage daughter. But now I know that there's worse things. And some of you have talked about those when the school has the Courage Day. Do you know that on the Courage Day, the day that they have someone come in and speak about courage, the most common thing that the kids in my group talked about what they were fearful of, is school shootings or an active threat. More kids are concerned about that than anything else, than their grades, than whether they're popular, whether they are ever going to grow beyond 4 feet, 5 inches, or 11 inches. They're concerned about that. And what we don't want anything like that to happen. But even that cannot separate you from God's love. And you know, we've got faith in Jesus. We have faith in a man who questioned that himself. When he was on the cross, he said, "Why have you forsaken me?" And the answer is, God hadn't forsaken him. God was right there with him. Well, what if I decide I don't want to be a Christian anymore? That's not going to separate you from God's love either. At one point, my daughter said, I'm not going to go to church when I go to college. I might not even be a Christian anymore. I said, okay. She said, I might even become a Buddhist. And I said, I'm glad you're exploring your spirituality. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. The two of you read the story about Jesus coming into the room and Thomas isn't there. So Thomas says, got to see it for myself. Thomas was from Missouri. Show me the marks. And Jesus did that for him. Not even his doubts, not even his questioning can separate him from the love of God that we know in Jesus Christ. And that is the faith that you have taken hold of today. The faith that the disciples first saw. And also the scripture says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Now, I don't think anyone here has seen Jesus Christ in person. I don't see any hands going up. Okay? So no one's seen him in person. And so blessed are those of us who believe, even though we haven't seen it. except you have seen it. Not Jesus Christ in person, but you've seen Jesus Christ in spirit. Every time someone shows you some compassion, or every time someone forgives you, every time someone is patient with you when you have pushed them to the end of their patience, you've seen Jesus Christ. When you feel unworthy, like you don't deserve someone's love, and they love you, you're seeing Jesus Christ. And so today, you have said, I want to follow Jesus. I want to be one of his followers, his disciples. I want to be one of those people who tells the younger ones about Jesus and how much he loves us. I want to be one of those people. See y'all here, July 16th, 17th, okay? That's what it means when we want to be his disciple, when we want to be his follower. It means that we're willing to share the stories. And if we don't tell the exact story as it's printed in the Bible, you know, God has been revealing God's self to us through the last 2,000 years. So you might tell a story about someone that you know who was compassionate or loving, or someone who stood up for someone else, because Jesus is in that also. I want you all to continue to grow in your love of Jesus, your love of God. I want you to say to this church, we need another class for youth. Our Sunday morning or whenever the youth meet, that's not enough. We want something more than the youth group. We want there to be two classes offered on Sunday mornings. Some of our friends don't know about Jesus, and so we want them to have a class where they can learn. And some of you might say, and I can teach it, because I know how much Jesus loves me. This is not just another day. You can treat it like that, but I don't think you are. You made what is your first adult decision today. The first one that's really binding. Now, when your parents tell you that you're still a child, believe them. But this was an adult decision. And because you've made this decision, there is nothing ever that you can do to push God away from you. God is always with you. Remember that. Always. Amen. And even though some of you may have made the decision a few years back, all of that's true of you as well. Nothing you can do. I invite our ushers to come and receive our offering. Thank you.
Bless our offerings and transform them into the healing wound, milk for the disheartened, and courage for the frightened, and faith for the abandoned. In the name of Jesus Christ, your faithful witness, the first resurrected. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The reason that we did a flip with confirmation this morning is that one of our mentors, John Budd, is on his way to St. Louis training as a Stephen minister leader. And Holly Neal, another person from the church, they were leaving at 11 o'clock. And that's the reason for that. We want to pray for them that they have a safe journey and have a spiritually uplifting time as they're trained. We want to pray for the United Methodist Church. Decision came down from the Judicial Council yesterday that the decision that was made in February is not all of it's constitutional, but that can be dealt with, but the decision is upheld. So are there other people or situations? Let us pray. Gracious God, listen to your children praying. All of us are your children. And like Jesus knowing what Thomas said, although he wasn't there physically, you know what we think and what we fear. You know what's going on inside of us when others do not. And we pray that you would answer our concerns, our fears, our doubts. We pray for those in this church family, for those who are ill and or getting diagnoses, for those who are healing from surgery, for those who are waiting for it. We pray that your healing spirit would be with them, healing them body, mind, and soul. We pray for healing for the United Methodist Church, for the brokenness that we live with and live in day by day. Gracious God, we have met our limitation here, and we don't know how we can be reconciled. In our mind's eye, it's not possible, but we know that with you all things are possible. So somehow we trust that this, your church, will be healed as well. Hear our prayer for John and Holly as they journey and as they prepare to lead us when they return. Hear our prayer for these seven young people who today have decided to follow you, for the journey that they have been walking, and what, for what lies ahead of them. God, we are so grateful. There are not words that can express how thankful we are that there's nothing that can separate us from your love. When there is so much separation and so much brokenness in our society, in our world, in our lives, we thank you, we can trust that we are not separated from you. Hear our prayers. Hear all that we lift out loud and in silence. We pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. We turn to hymn number 2129 in the Black Hymnal, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. When we get to the response of Shalom, I'm going to ask you all to turn toward the center of the church and sing it to each other and sing it to our young ones as they go out. Go in peace and care for those who cross your path. Give a voice to those who need your help. Notice what is beautiful and what is amiss. Counter injustice and guard what is good. Rest and work. Be mindful of God's desire for your health and your faith. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
You can go. Shalom to you now, shalom, my friends. May God's full mercies bless you, my friends. Christ be your shalom.
We're going to walk out fast.
Christ be your shalom.
You guys got to line up here.